The Happy Prince, 2.
Will you come away with me?
He said finally to her. But the reed shook her head. She was so attached to her home.
You have been trifling with me, he cried. I'm off to the pyramids. Goodbye.
And he flew away. All day long he flew, and at night time he arrived at the city.
Where shall I put up? He said. I hope the town has made preparations.
Then he saw the statue on the tall column.
I ought to put up there, he cried. It is a fine position, with plenty of fresh air.
So he alighted just between the feet of the happy prince.
I have a golden bedroom, he said softly to himself as he looked round,
and he prepared to go to sleep. But just as he was putting his head under his wing, a large drop of water fell on him.
What a curious thing, he cried. There is not a single cloud in the sky. The stars are quite clear and bright. And yet, it is raining.
The climate in the north of Europe is really dreadful. The reed used to like the rain, but that was merely her selfishness. Then another drop fell.
What is the use of a statue if it cannot keep the rain off? He said. I must look for a good chimney pot.
And he determined to fly away. But before he had opened his wings, a third drop fell, and he looked up and saw, what did he see? The eyes of the happy prince were filled with tears, and tears were running down his golden cheeks. His face was so beautiful in the moonlight that the little swallow was filled with pity.
Who are you? He said. I'm the happy prince. Why are you weeping then? Asked the swallow. You have quite drenched me. When I was alive and had a human heart, answered the statue, I did not know what tears were, for I lived in the palace of Sans Souci, where sorrow is not allowed to enter. In the daytime I played with my companions in the garden, and in the evening I led the dance in the great hall. Round the garden ran a very lofty wall, but I never cared to ask what lay beyond it. Everything about me was so beautiful. My courtiers called me the happy prince, and happy indeed I was, if pleasure be happiness. So I lived, and so I died. And now that I am dead, they have set me up here so high that I can see all the ugliness and all the misery of my city, and though my heart is made of lead, yet I cannot choose but weep.
What? He is not solid gold? Said the swallow to himself. He was too polite to make any personal remarks out loud.
Far away, continued the statue in a low, musical voice, far away, in a little street, there is a poor house. One of the windows is open, and through it I can see a woman seated at a table.